They're trying to sneak the assault weapons ban through. We got Larry Pratt coming on in the third hour from Gun Owners of America. Right now we have a surprise guest for you who we are incredibly honored to have on with his unbelievably busy schedule. We'll be talking to him here in just a minute or two. Before we do that, I want to encourage every one of you who's online who has a computer to go sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv today. My book, Paul Watson's book, all 11 of my films, a bunch of other great videos by other incredible researchers and authors are on the website. All my best radio interviews, text reports, 15 cents a day, folks, if you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month, PrisonPlanet.tv. A cup of coffee costs you 75 cents a day. This costs you 15 to 19 cents, depending on which package. We need your support with the bandwidth. We're wildly successful. We're victims of our own success. Support what we're doing and get privileged, exclusive access to everything at PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to go into the secure, safe online shopping cart to order any of my films, VHS, DVD, a bunch of other films we carry. 9-11, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, George Humphrey's new video, 9-11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati. You need to have these films, big discounts when you get three or more of any of the titles. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Now, ladies and gentlemen, over a year ago I interviewed him. The interview sent shockwaves across the country. He is back with us. He is former Bob Dole chief of staff, chief staffer, very successful counselor, lawyer. He represents hundreds of the victims' families in 9-11. He is suing Bush for involvement in 9-11. Now the major Zogby poll out, half of New Yorkers think the government was involved in 9-11. And joining us for the next 35 minutes into the next hour is Stanley Hilton. Stanley, it's great to have you on with us.
Glad to be on.
We'll have to recap this when we start the next hour, but just in a nutshell, you have a lawsuit going, you've deposed a lot of military officers, you know the truth of 9-11. Just in a nutshell, what is your case alleging?
Our case is alleging that Bush and his top assistants, Rice and Cheney and Mueller and Rumsfeld and so forth and Tenet, were all involved not only in aiding and abetting and allowing 9-11 to happen, but in actually ordering it to happen. Bush personally ordered it to happen. We have some very incriminating documents as well as eyewitnesses that Bush personally ordered this event to happen in order to gain political advantage to pursue his bogus political agenda on behalf of the neocons and their deluded thinking in the Middle East. I also wanted to point out that just quickly, I went to school with some of these neocons in the University of Chicago. I was a political student in the late 60s with Wolfowitz and Feith and several of the others, and so I know these people personally, and we used to talk about this stuff all the time, and I did my senior thesis on this very subject of how to turn the U.S. into a presidential dictatorship by manufacturing a bogus Pearl Harbor event. So technically this has been in the planning at least 35 years.
That's right. They were all Straussian followers of a Nazi-like professor, and now they're setting that up here in America. Stanley, I know you've deposed a lot of people. You got your $7 million lawsuit with hundreds of the victims' families involved.
$7 billion.
Can you go over some of the new incriminating evidence you've got of them ordering the attack?
Yes. Well, let me just say that this is a taxpayer's class action lawsuit as well as a suit on behalf of the families. And the basic three arguments are they violated the Constitution by ordering this event. And secondly, that we have a claim under the Federal Fraudulent Claims Act, Title 31, the U.S. Code, in which Bush presented false and fraudulent evidence.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
tonight, my friends. Second hour, September 10th, 2004, the anniversary of the globalist attack coming up tomorrow. It's an amazing individual we have on the line, Bob Dole, former chief of staff, a political scientist, a lawyer. He went to school with Rumsfeld and others. He wrote his thesis about how to turn America into a dictatorship using a fake Pearl Harbor attack. He's suing the U.S. government for carrying out 9/11. He has hundreds of the victims' families signed on to it. It's a $7 billion lawsuit, and he is Stanley Hilton. I know a lot of stations just joined us in Los Angeles and Rhode Island and Missouri and Florida and all over. Please, sir, recap what you were just stating, then let's get into the new evidence, and then we'll get into how you're being harassed by the FBI, as other FBI people are being harassed who've been blowing the whistle on this. So this is really getting serious. Stanley, tell us all about it.
Yeah, we're suing Bush, Condoleezza Rice, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Mueller, etc., for complicity in personally not only allowing 9/11 to happen, but in ordering it. The hijackers, we maintain, and we have a witness who was married to one of them. The hijackers were U.S. undercover agents. They were double agents paid by the FBI and the CIA to spy on Arab groups in this country. They were controlled. Their landlord was an FBI informant in San Diego, among other places. This was a direct or a covert operation ordered, personally ordered by George W. Bush, personally ordered. We have incriminating evidence, documents, as well as witnesses to this effect. It's not just incompetence, despite the fact that he is incompetent. The fact is he personally ordered this, knew about it. There were rehearsals of this. The reason why he appeared to be uninterested and nonchalant on September 11th when, you know, those videos show that Andrew Card whispered in his ear the poison words about this thing, and he seemed uninterested. He listened to kids with a pet goat story. Is that he thought this was another rehearsal. These people had dress rehearsed this many times. He had seen simulated videos of this. In fact, he even made a Freudian slip a few months later at a California press conference where he said he had, quote, seen on television the first plane attack the first tower. And that could not be possible because there was no video. What it was the simulated video he had gone over. So this is a personally government-ordered thing. We're suing them under the Constitution for violating Americans' rights, as well as under the Federal Fraudulent Claims Act for presenting a fraudulent claim to Congress to justify a bogus Iraq boondoggle war for political gains, and also under the RICO statute, under the Racketeering Corrupt Organization Act for being a corrupt entity. And I've been harassed personally by the chief judge of the federal court, who's threatened me personally to drop this suit, threatened to kick me off the court after 30 years on the court. I've been harassed by the FBI. My staff has been harassed and threatened. My office has been broken into, and this is what we have, the kind of government we're dealing with.
Absolutely, and now it's come out. 5 separate drills of flying hijacked jets into buildings that morning, which you told us about before it even broke in the Associated Press. They were trying to get out ahead of you. You talked about how you had interviewed military people who were told it was a drill that morning. Then to get out ahead of that, the news finally reported on it. Now we've learned of all these operations. I want to get into that. I want to talk about the new incriminating evidence of ordering it, how they had drilled on this, how Cheney was in the bunker controlling this. That's even come out in the mainstream news, but they won't release the details of that, Stanley. But what type of FBI harassment are you going through?
All right. First of all, my office was burglarized in San Francisco several months ago, and my files were gone through, and some files were seized, particularly the ones dealing with the lady that was married to one of the hijackers. Fortunately, I had spare copies in a hidden place, so nothing disappeared permanently. But it was broken into. But more significantly, FBI agents have been harassing one of my staff members and threatening them with vague and but frightening threats of indicting them. And it's just been a total harassment. They have planted a spy, an undercover agent in my organization, which we just recently discovered. In other words, these are Nazi Germany tactics. This is the kind of government you have in this country. This is what Bush is all about.
Tell you what, stay there, Stanley. Bob Dole, former chief of staff, will come back with you after this quick break. Please stay with us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, 8 minutes, 25 seconds into the second hour. Stanley Hilton, political scientist, lawyer, Bob Bell's former chief of staff, suing the government for $7 billion for carrying out 9/11 and for racketeering. And he joins us now during the break. You know, I first really did the big interview with Stanley Hilton after I saw him attacked on Fox News. And that interview got massive attention. Then he kind of went underground for a while because a judge, and we're going to talk about that, ordered him to not do any more interviews. And now he's back doing interviews. He's had his office broken into, FBI threats and harassment. Bottom line, he's deposed the military individuals, wives of hijackers, you name it. It was a government operation. This has even come out in mainstream news, piece here, piece there. They had drills on 9/11. That's why NORAD stood down. Cheney was in control of the whole thing. Stanley Hilton's now gotten documents of how Bush ordered the whole operation. And I'll say it right now, his life is in danger, folks. And he's got so much courage. He went to school with these neocons at the University of Chicago. He wrote his thesis on how the government could use terror attacks to set up martial law. He is the man for the time, and folks who wondered why he disappeared for a while and just did his lawsuit went to interviews because he was ordered to. Stanley, can you get into that for us?
Yeah, I did an interview with you, Alex, back in March of 2003, about a year and a half ago, and literally 2 weeks after that, I was contacted by an emissary of the chief judge in the federal court here where I had the lawsuit, and was warned not to publish this, to keep it quiet, and threatened with discipline. And they remained quiet until a couple months ago, and then I then I got on the air on some programs and some publicity, and in July 1st I was threatened directly by the chief judge here, threatened with the quote discipline. The judge, this particular judge, has been circulating communiques to the other federal judges seeking anything negative she can get against me to try and discipline me after I've been on this court here for 30 years with no disciplinary problems at all. This is suddenly happening, and her assistants who were on the committee of the court met with me July 1st in Palo Alto, California, and threatened me directly, held up a copy of the lawsuit and said, the judge wants you to dismiss this. What's this? She doesn't like the content of it. This is politically incorrect. This is outside the norm. My director, I said, I represent, you know, over 400 plaintiffs here. How am I going to dismiss this case? And they threatened me directly. They said, the next time they'll be disciplined. And so they've also instructed me not to go public, et cetera. And this is just outrageous. This is just part of it.
Now, again, though, it's all color of law, no direct order, just all in your face.
Well, they sent a letter out, but of course they deny it's because of the political content of the suit, but they told me directly on the phone that it is because of this suit, and this judge is very, very angry. Apparently has been in contact with Ashcroft's Justice Department. I got a call from Ashcroft's Justice Department a few months ago about this, demanding that I drop the suit, threatening sanctions and all kinds of things, and I refused to drop it.
Now let's go back over. You've had them break in your office, harassment. Let's go over that in detail.
My office in San Francisco was broken into about 6 months ago. The file cabinets, it was obvious that they had been rifled through. Files were stolen. Files dealing with this particular case, and particularly with the documents I had regarding the fact that some of these hijacked, at least some of them, were on the payroll of the U.S. government as undercover FBI, CIA double agents. They were spying on Arab groups in the U.S. And in effect, all this led up to the fact that Al-Qaeda is a creation of the George Bush administration, basically, that this entity that he called Al-Qaeda is direct linked to George Bush, and all this stuff was stolen. Fortunately, I had copies. But this was just part of the harassment. The FBI has also been harassing some of my assistants and has planted a spy in our midst. And it's just outrageous that these Nazi tactics are being used to stifle. It's obstruction of justice. These people are criminals, and that's what's happening. And I'm under tremendous pressure here to just drop it or to shut up
now,
and just go away.
Let's talk about what they want you to drop. Let's talk about, without giving names, the people you've deposed, what really happened. You know, the picture you've got, you know, you said earlier Bush ordered this. There have been simulations in which they now admit they've done all this. There were simulations on that morning. Let's go over what they don't want you to talk about, Stanley.
We have evidence, both documentary as well as witness sworn statements from undercover president, former FBI agents, FBI informants, et cetera, that to the another officials in the Pentagon, in the military, and the Air Force that deal with the fact that there were many drills, many rehearsals for 9/11 before it happened. Bush had seen this simulated TV many times. He blurted this out in a press conference in California a few months after 9/11, where he said he had, quote, seen the first plane hit the first building on the video. And this is not possible because there was no official video of that. There was one of the second plane, but not the first one. He had seen the first one. We do have some incriminating documents that Bush personally ordered 9/11 events. It was well planned. A FEMA official has admitted on tape that he was there the night before September 10th, that is.
And now Giuliani, 2 months ago at the 9/11 Commission, admitted that. Tripod 2, they had their whole command post already moved out of Building 7. Now, this is very, very important. This is a key area of this whole event. Mm-hmm. You said months before it came out on the CIA's own website and the Associated Press, you said, I've deposed people. They say there were drills that morning of exactly what happened. That was a smokescreen for the stand down. And then to get out ahead of it, the CIA comes out and goes, yeah, we were running a drill that morning. Now we've learned of five, possibly six, but confirmed five of these. One drill, the exact same thing happening that actually happened at the exact same time in the morning. That's why NORAD stood down with 24 different blips on the screen. You said this. You brought this out first. Now, I know you can't get too much into the case, but can you tell us how you learned of this?
I have interviewed individuals in NORAD, the Air Force. I personally toured NORAD many years ago when I, around the time I worked for Dole. I'm very familiar with the operations in Cheyenne Mountain, Colorado Springs, where NORAD is. Individuals that have worked in NORAD as well as in the Air Force have stated this off the record and on sworn statements. But the point is that, yes, this was not just five drills. There were at least 35 drills over at least 2 months before September 11th. Everything was planned, the exact location.
But five drills that day.
That day. And Bush thought it was a drill. That's the only explanation for why he appeared nonchalant.
We also have NORAD officers and civilian air traffic controllers going, is this part of the exercise? Is this a drill? On the tapes and in TV interviews, they thought it was, quote, the drill.
That's right. That's exactly what I said long before it came public. I've known about this since earlier than March of 03, as I stated before. This was all planned. I mean, this was a government-ordered operation. Bush personally signed the order. He personally authorized these attacks. He's guilty of treason and mass murder, and now obstruction of justice by attempting to use a federal judge and FBI agents to inhibit a legitimate civil lawsuit in this country in federal court, using the chief judge of this court try and harass and threaten me personally for representing legitimate plaintiffs. And they got Clinton for allegedly lying under oath to about Paula Jones. And look what's happening now. And, you know, Ken Starr used to be a classmate of mine at Duke Law School in the early 70s. And it's interesting that he got away with trying to get Clinton impeached. And we have a far worse criminal sitting in the Oval Office today, somebody guilty of mass murder as well as obstruction of justice.
Well, I mean, look, they say they never heard of a plan to fly planes into buildings, said it all over television, Rice, Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Ashcroft, and then we find out they were running all these drills that morning. Even if they weren't involved, that proves they're liars about never hearing of such a plan.
Well, I plan to take their depositions. I've been trying to take their depositions for months. They've been trying to, object to it. Well, they're going to have to admit they were either lying then or now. It's clearly perjury either way. They're liars and perjurers. That's what they are. These are the people that you have running this government. Of course they knew about it. How are they going to claim now they didn't know about these drills? I mean, their idea is nobody knew anything. It's the old know-nothing mentality. How anybody can seriously believe that is beyond me.
All right. Now, people ask, how could a huge organization, how could the AWACS, how could the military let this happen, whereas before, if your Cessna got off course for 5 minutes, they'd launch F-16s on you? It's real simple. It's what Stanley Hilton said a year and a half ago. It's what came out in the news after that. The military, good people, were told this was all a drill. And it was not a drill. And ABC News admits that Cheney was in control of SIDAR, out of the White House, then at SIDAR, and that he ordered the military to, quote, do something. Our inside sources, through Hilton and others, say it was the stand down. And they admit that they will not release that under national security, Stanley.
Well, they're going to admit it. They're going to release it in the court case, I mean, because demanded under subpoena powers. And they must release it. And part of our lawsuit is brought in the name of the U.S. because under the federal fraudulent, we accused the Bush administration of presenting a fraudulent claim to Congress. And under the statute, Title 31 of the U.S. Code, they must release this information. That's why they're trying to threaten me, harass me, invade my office, steal my files, commit blatant obstruction of justice and other crimes to try and prevent a legitimate civil suit from exposing these criminals in their acts of treason and mass murder.
I think you need to publicly tell folks you're not planning suicide. Would you like to tell folks that?
I'm not planning suicide. I've got family, and I'm not planning that, but I don't like the threats I'm under. I can tell you this, it's taken a toll emotionally on me and my staff, and particularly when you get a threat from the chief judge of your own court.
Why have you decided to go public again after a year of kind of being under the radar?
Because the more and more evidence that I've been adducing over the year and a half has made it so obvious to me that this was now, without any doubt, a government operation, and that it involves to the biggest act of treason and mass murder in American history. It makes George Bush makes Benedict Arnold look like a patriot. He makes Benedict Arnold look like George Washington. I mean, that's what we have. We have a criminal and a traitor sitting in the White House pretending he's a patriot, wrapping himself in the flag. And it's pretty disgusting because the other side, the so-called opposition, the Kerry camp, is just saying nothing because they're afraid to speak.
Stay there. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair, and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., full color photographs, 550 high resolution full color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want? To be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself. Protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Stanley Hilton will be with us for about another 15, 16 minutes, and then he's got to go into court. Bob Dole's former chief of staff, political scientist, lawyer, represents 400-plus plaintiffs, most of them victims of 9-11. I was at New York last week. Everybody I was talking to, I mean, 90-plus percent of them at Ground Zero. I had family. I worked in the buildings. My son's a Navy SEAL. He called the night before and said, don't go to work. You know, all of this. And then now they never had any idea. And it turns out they had all these drills. One drill of hijacked jets flying to the World Trade Center and Pentagon at 8:30 in the morning. That morning. Come on, people. And Stanley Hilton brought all this out on this show before it was in the mainstream news. And I was talking to him during the break. I mean, the harassment, the moles, the threatening of his staff, the judges threatening him. Stanley, let's get specifically into the documents that you've now got that they have now been robbing you for, that you luckily, God, thank God, had copies. Specifically, Bush ordering this. Can you get into that for us? Ordering 9/11.
National Security Council a classified document. Bush personally did it, and it's it was as part of a series of documents that were involved with the drill documents. This was all they had it on videotape. These planes were controlled by remote control. They were, as I stated previously, a year and a half ago. There's a system called Cyclops. There's a computer chip in the nose of the plane that enables the ground control, the military ground control, to disable the pilot's control of the plane and to control it and fly it directly into those towers. That's what happened. It's also a technology used in what's called a Global Hawk, which is an aircraft, a drone, a remote aircraft, and they were doing it. But the documents are National Security Council classified documents that clearly indicate the go-ahead, the green light, to allow, to order this to go, and this is no drill. And these drills that were run, it was clearly a dress rehearsal, and this was all a government operation. And I tell you, if you wonder why these people are trying to threaten people and trying to intimidate people, bring this suit. I mean, I guess if you murder 3,000 of your own citizens in conjunction with the corrupt royal family of Saudi Arabia, as Bush did, and if you then waste billions more on a worthless garbage war in Iraq, I guess you've got something to worry about. You want to threaten people to prevent it from coming out.
Well, I mean, let's look at this. Not only are they dress rehearsals, they're smoke screens, so good military stands down and doesn't know what's happening. But it is now coming out, even mainstream news, that yes, these drills were going on, and that yes, in some of these drills, quote, passenger-type jets were under remote control. This is decades-old technology. In 1958, NORAD was piloting old jets and using them for target practice. You know, decades ago, they flew jumbo jets from L.A. to Sydney, Australia. So that's going on. Everybody knows that. And it's the same M.O., just like the First World Trade Center, where they get two retarded, literally retarded men who, you know, follow this blind sheik who had a tiny mosque above a pizza parlor. And they set them up as the patsies. The FBI cooks the bomb, trains the driver. The informant goes, "You're not going to bomb the building." They go, "Yeah, we're letting him go forward." He tapes them to protect themselves. The two retarded gentlemen, thank God, didn't park it up against the column as the FBI had instructed them to do, so it didn't bring down the tower because it has to be right up against the column. That doesn't happen. You know, it's the same thing with 9/11. You've got these CIA agents, these Arabs, who were trained at U.S. military bases, Pensacola Naval Air Station, mainstream news, out creating their ledger for this background. They're on board the aircraft. My military sources say nerve gas kills everybody on board the planes, nerve gas packets. Then they fly the planes into the buildings. From your inside sources, is that accurate?
Well, that's one of the things we're looking into, that nerve gas or something else disabled people in there. It's possible. I can't say for sure, to be honest.
All you know is they were government agents. They were on board. The planes were remote controlled.
Yeah, it was basically a smokescreen. I mean, the events of the hijackings, you know, happened. Someone snuck in those cutters, but it was a plant. It was like a classic decoy. We say in military. I've got some military background, and it's called decoy. It's a decoy operation. You make the people focus on a decoy to avoid looking at the real criminal. So they're focusing on these so-called 19 hijackers and saying, "Oh, it must have been these Arabs." And well, in fact, the guilty person's at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, sitting in the Oval Office. That's the guilty person. That's the one who authorized it. There's only one man that could have authorized this operation, and that's Bush. And anyone at NORAD will tell you, as I've been told personally at NORAD in the War Control Room, there's only one man that has the power to do this kind of thing, and that's Bush, even though many believe he's a puppet, and I think in many ways he is. The fact of the matter is whoever's around him, Cheney, Rumsfeld, and these other figures. The fact is, Bush personally ordered. He's guilty. And he's liable. He's going to be reelected, apparently, because the media is asleep and waving flags for Bush.
Well, the media is owned by the same military-industrial complex that carried out the attacks.
Yeah. The media is only interested in maintaining the official government fantasy that this was a little lone Arab. These Arabs couldn't even steer that plane down a runway.
Well, they're right back, Stanley. Final segment with you coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Termbusters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We're here 24 hours a day. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
Mr. Hilton, when you talk to these FBI agents, when you talk to these military men and women, I mean, what's their attitude? They've got to be pretty freaked out to have the big picture and know what actually happened on 9/11.
Yes, you know, it's like clouds just before a thunderstorm, in the sense that they're sort of pregnant with rage here. They're just enraged that the criminal politicians have perverted and misused the government to murder its own citizens in pursuit of these dubious political ends. And many of them, increasing number, are willing to talk, and they will talk under subpoena, but only under subpoena, because, of course, they've been threatened. You know, the official party line of the government is, shut up, and don't talk. It's a gag order to anyone. But more and more are very outraged that they could be part of a government that's done this to its own people, to its own people. I mean, you'd have to go back to Stalin to see someone do it. Not even Hitler did that to his own people. You have to look at Stalin, who would murder the kulaks, the Russians, for his own dubious gains. That's what we've got. We have a Stalinist mentality in this country. And that these people pose as patriots and wrap themselves in the flag is disgusting. I want to also point out that the Japanese television network Asahi is going to be airing a special on primetime tomorrow on September 11th. They interviewed me for 8 hours a couple weeks ago. I'll be on that. I wish, of course, the American media don't care, so they're not going to care. But in Japan, the people have a very serious interviewing me and others. And we have a website now called deepprogram.info if people are more interested. www.deepprogram.info. deprogram.info. But the last thing I just wanted to say was that, you know, if anything happens to me, you'll know why, because, I mean, I'm being threatened here now, and it seems that you can't bring a case in this country anymore against criminals in power without being threatened. And this is how they operate. And I repeat that the stakes are pretty high when you've got a world historical level of treason and fraud by this government against its own people. I guess this is what you have to expect.
Stanley, the globalists, the New World Order crowd, definitely intend to carry out more terror attacks. I know they would have carried out more attacks if we wouldn't have done what we've been up to, if you wouldn't have been out there boldly speaking out, and many others. And their electronic Berlin Wall has a bunch of cracks in it now, thanks to good people like yourself and millions of others that have been speaking out and telling the truth. But do you think that they may carry out what they've been hyping, a suitcase nuke attack, a biological release, to try to smoke screen all of this? I mean, I know it's a catch-22. We've got to expose the murderers. We've got to get the word out on this. But some government people I talk to say, yeah, but if you do that, they're going to go even more hardcore and just totally try to take over. But I say regardless, they're already doing that. So what do you say to that?
Well, yeah, I think they have an agenda. They have plans. They have contingency plans. I think they're laying low now because there's a lot of an increasing number of people that are like myself who are openly challenging them and accusing them of criminal conduct here. So that's why they have. I think they would have done it again if nobody had spoken up. I think they plan to do it. What they like to do is silence any dissenters. This is the Patriot Act. That's why we're trying to get the Patriot Act declared unconstitutional in this lawsuit also.
Well, let's talk about polls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared, but in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. You're one of those guys that hit the barbed wire for us, or figuratively jumped on the hand grenade for America. But when you've got a Zogby poll, the most highly respected, half of New Yorkers believe the government was involved. When you have a Canadian poll, 63% on average believing the U.S. government was involved. And in some groups, as high as 76% in polls believing the government was involved. European polls, two-thirds, show the same thing. We have German defense ministers and technology ministers and another member of their government, now three of them going public, known conservatives and progressives. You have the environment minister, Michael Meacher, saying if they didn't do it, they sure as hell knew it was going on. I mean, we all have, look, if anybody who's a thinking person looks at the evidence, their official story's impossible, then you investigate and they're involved in it. Comments to this mass awakening that's happening.
Well, I think that's why they want the Patriot Act, to suppress political dissent. They have to anticipate it. They're not dumb individuals. I knew these people personally, Wolfowitz and these others. These are criminal individuals, but they're smart. And so they anticipated political dissent, and that's why, like the Nazis, their forebears and their you know, blood brothers, the Nazis and the Stalinists, they have to have political repression. Every corrupt and criminal government has done this. They've suppressed their own people. Nazi Germany, communist Russia, Mao Zedong. That's why we have the Patriot Act. It went hand in hand. They had it planned to go right after September 11th. This was all part of a plan. You have to do it. It was part of my senior thesis. You must follow through these kind of terrorist attacks with a political suppression mechanism in the law. And that's why they want Patriot 1 and Patriot 2, and their plans are to continue launching more terrorist attacks to justify even more repression. Their goal is to make this a one-party, dictatorship in this country to pursue their dubious ends with their blood brothers like the Saudi royal family and also historical blood brothers such as the Nazi Germany and the communist Russia.
Stanley Hilton, you've got to go in just a minute or two, but I wanted to also tell you about New York. Sound cannons that are used in Iraq, they're against us. Men in black ski masks, 41,000 police, accredited media being arrested randomly, children being arrested, people in wheelchairs, 2,000-plus people put in a camp with barbed wire fences inside with no bathrooms. You had to ask permission to go to the porta-potties, police screaming at you, had nothing to do with terrorism. They're openly setting the precedent for martial law.
Well, that's right. The word terrorist is now being overbroad and overdefined. Means whatever Bush said it means. And also, it's like the word communist was used for anything during the McCarthy witch hunts. And, anybody can be called a terrorist by Bush's definition. But the irony is the number one terrorist in the world is sitting at the White House in the Oval Office today. That's the real irony. And for sheer hypocrisy. I think he deserves a world prize and ought to be in the Ripley book, believe it or not, and the Guinness Book of World Records for sheer praise and chicanery and fraud.
Let me ask you a question on this, because this is the experience I have, watching television, watching the killers, watching those that are guilty stand up there as our saviors is incredibly painful. It's like watching Ted Bundy being the judge in his own trial. I mean, it is just painful to know who these people are, to see them putting America in a shredder. Now they're going to have forced psychological testing of every American, forced drugging, Pan-American unions. I mean, it's just all happening. It's in our face, Stanley.
Yeah, it's very disturbing, and like I said, as one who has studied the theory and concept of dictatorships, I mean, I personally interviewed Albert Speer, who was Hitler's armaments minister, and I interviewed him in 1981 in Munich, and I mean, I've studied this, the psychology and the history of totalitarianism, and there's no question that it's very frightening, and it has, today with high technology, I think you have, the first time in history, a chance of having a world empire dominated by a corrupt, technologically oriented government, an elite government, and they've got it. Now, they've got now what people like Napoleon and Hitler didn't have, which is the technological means to dominate not only their own country, but others, the world. And so,
and the answer is to expose them as the terrorists, to show how PNAC said we need helpful Pearl Harbor events, to show how Northwoods called for exact 9/11 style attacks, to show their own plans, and to force people to face this horror. What are they going to do in a year or two when 80% of us, not half of us, know the truth?
Well, that's why they want repression, and then again, the ancient old diversion, launch another terrorist attack to get people's attention away. I mean, who knows what they'll do next? I mean, their capacities for ingenious creation of these events is sort of untrammeled. I mean, there's no limit. My guess is they're going to try another stunt, maybe a stunt just before the election to justify getting Bush reelected, although it seems like he's running against a straw man or a ghost right now anyway. But my guess is they'll try some other tactic to get people's attention away from 9/11 if it gets to be too much obsession. What they're really hoping for is the public will just lose interest because the public, but it's like the Remember the Alamo, you know, people don't forget things like that. To me, it's like the Alamo. I mean, it's like Remember 9/11. That ought to be a slogan for this outrageous act of treason. And that's what it is. It's
absolutely. And we are at a crossroads. I don't think they anticipated this much resistance, Stanley.
Yeah. Well, I hope that they are proven wrong and as incompetent as they are corrupt and guilty. I mean, their incompetence is exceeded only by their corruption and their guilt. And eventually, there's enough people in there that are going to get outraged and that'll speak. People in the bureaucracy, in the civil service, in the military. And eventually, if we can get people under subpoena, these individuals will be exposed and they will.
Their whole operation hinges on us being naive and not recognizing evil. The same thing happened with Hitler and others. People couldn't recognize evil, so they continued to repeat succumbing to it. We are recognizing at this time. We're putting our lives, our treasure, our future on the line for freedom because we cannot let these bloodthirsty control freak terrorists capture us and use us and turn us into the empire and have a draft and use us as their slaves to invade the planet, and that's their PNAC plan. Stanley Hilton, I know you got to get into court. God bless you. I want to thank you for being here with us today, and can we get you back on next week?
Sure. Just give me a call.
All right. God bless you, my friend. Any closing comments?
The closing comments will be, I think people ought to just think about the consequence of having someone like Bush in the White House and the danger for the future of these sort of individuals pose. I mean, this is not just a historical event of the past. This is part of a plan, and the camera is still rolling. They have an agenda. These individuals are extremely dangerous. They're armed and dangerous. They pose a clear and danger threat to every freedom-loving person, not only in America, but in the whole world.
You're absolutely right, Stanley Hilton. They have captured the government. They have not captured the people's minds, and they're counting on us not facing up to it. And they have an agenda that only gets worse.
And they're counting on the repression of Patriot Acts and threats and chief judges and FBI agents threatening people who want to expose them. That's what they're counting on.
But you're not backing down, are you, my friend?
No, I'm not.
But we all stand with you, my brother. And God bless
all
you.
Right.
God bless you, Stanley Hilton.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. He's now very late for court because of that, but we appreciate him coming on. Unbelievable. 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 Oh, Heaven help us, please, Jesus. Don't let these globalists have us. Don't let them have our society. I mean, we got a government. There's been 50 plus million abortions. We got a government that puts cancer viruses in your vaccines and have been caught doing it. That puts sterilization hormones in them. We've got a government that puts sodium fluoride in your water when I have literally thousands of university studies from the globe putting UT back into the 30s of how it was a toxic sedative. We have a government that would, in Project Shad, put our own troops in a container and say, oh, we're just going to test the common cold on you, sign this waiver, and they would kill them and then dissect their bodies. And I could just list the crimes for hours. But are you going to let them have their way with you? Denying this doesn't make it go away, folks. And you heard him. I mean, it is up to you. We have got to stand in the gap. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. You have to be that standard. And if you don't stand, every firefighter, police officer, FBI agent, people listening in Colorado Springs right now at Northcom, were there with General Myers, And Eberhardt, if you don't, they're going to have their way with us. You can be cowards. You can decide to try to join them. You can make the mental leap of doublethink and convince yourself it isn't true and be a coward. Or you can investigate the claims we have made here that are documented. I have tried to disprove them. They are true. The hindsight only confirms and reaffirms and rebolsters our claims are true and are proven and are facts. Heaven, help us. God, help us. Ask God for help. You've got to ask God to use you against the evil. You've got to ask for the strength and the courage. You've got to stand. You've got to fight. In the information war. It's admitted the government pulled off Oklahoma. It's admitted they pulled off the first World Trade Center. It's admitted they pulled off Waco and Ruby Ridge. It's admitted they've done all these things. It's admitted they know their own top scientists told them depleted uranium was deadly, and they use it all over Iraq twice, Serbia and Afghanistan, and our troops are dead and dying from it. They could care less about you. They blew up giant nerve gas depots to get rid of the evidence of what they sold Saddam at Kamishee and other areas. 1,300 chemical weapons detectors went off, and they didn't even give our troops treatment. They made the cops work in Pier 57 in that camp full of asbestos for days. Forget the people that were in the camp. They don't care about you. Stop serving it. Stop going along with it. We'll come back from break and talk to Ruth and Eric and Heather and Sean and Tim and everybody else. I just want to take a few minutes out here. If you want to educate people, my film's the best way to do it. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, 2.5 hours covering the history of government-sponsored terror, Oklahoma City, 9/11, the first World Trade Center. Masters of Terror has Stanley Hilton in it and all the documents about the stand down. My friends, I want you to think about that. It's a powerful film that you absolutely must have. You need to have the films. You need to make copies of my videos. You need to buy another VCR, one of those slave VCRs for $40. Buy a bunch of blank tapes. Make a copy every night and give it to somebody every single day. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get the videos via the Safe Secure shopping cart or call toll free to order them or to ask questions about different films, different specials. 1-888-253-3139, that's 888-253-3139. And if you've already got my films and were impressed with them and researched them and found them to be documented, which I hope you'll do, we want you to trust but verify, as Ronald Reagan said, get my videos and make copies. But if you already have them, make copies. Please. Oh, if you've got my videos, go upload them to Kazaa and all the other big download sites so more people can get them. Advertise them.